Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Kurt Bjorklund.
The end of Mark chapter 8, there's one of these famous sections of the Gospels. It says, "In calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, 'If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his own soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.'" So Jesus, after this interaction where he says, "You are the Christ," where Peter says, "You are the Christ," and he says, "I must suffer," and he rebukes him. He says, "Here's what I want you to know, is that if you are going to follow me, you must deny yourself," which means you have a new identity. It's now in me, not in yourself. "You must take up your cross," which is talking about a full surrender, saying, "I don't just have a new identity, but I have a new agenda. And follow me." And to follow him was to follow the Savior, saying, "I have a new hope." And he says, when you do that, what you will do is you will ultimately save your life. But when you lose your life, then you gain it. He makes this great statement. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet forfeit his soul? Saying it is possible for you or for anybody to gain so many things in this world, but there's coming a day when whatever you've gained here will not go with you. So focus on what will go with you, on having this identity, having this hope, having this agenda that transcends this life. And this comes right on the heels of Jesus saying, "You're thinking not the thoughts of God," basically, "but your own thoughts," to Peter. And as he hears that, says that, he then says, "Hey, disciples, I want you to hear this now." Again, remember, this is likely in this little setting in Caesarea Philippi. And now he's saying, understand that these gods, all of these other gods, will let you down. And so in our day, in our age, where maybe there aren't idolatry gods in the sense of modes of worship to actual idols, we have lots of idols, lots of things that we worship, whether it be our success, our resources, our security, our families, our comfort. And he's saying, understand, if you live for these things, one day they will not transcend your death. But if you live for me, it will transcend. This is what Jesus says, I want you to get. I want you to embrace. I want you to know at the core of your being. And so following Jesus involves basically saying that I embrace this paradox that demands that whoever basically lives a life focused on this present world will lose it. But whoever lives a life focused on the kingdom and the gospel will gain it. And so today, where is your focus? Where is your life aimed? What is it that you are choosing to make as the object of your life? Jesus says, choose well, because if you choose this world, you'll lose it. But if you choose my world, my kingdom, my agenda, then you'll gain it. And so I want my life to be about the agenda of God.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.